Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about the very interesting play called Love, Loss, and What I Wore, written by Nora and Delia Ephron.
And here to talk about it, we have Linda Benson and Danielle Rabinovich. Linda is a director, sort of. She says that she didn't direct much because she had such good actors. And Danielle is one of the actors.
Linda is very kind.
I should mention, by the way, this show is being produced at Cyrano's Theater Company. I left that out. Mm-hmm. Linda, tell us about the show. It's a very interesting kind of show. It's not your normal sort of realistic portrayal of a slice of life. Give us a background on the show.
This is a revival of a show that was done at Cyrano's a couple of years ago. It is done in a reader's theater format, and the five actresses sit before you and portray throughout the evening different women. It is a story, I call it a chick story. You know, Nora wrote When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, Julie and Julia, what we refer to as chick movies. Well, I guess this is a chick play because it centers on women and their remembrances of clothing or accessories. Some of it is very funny and some of it is poignant. It is told in the person of Gingy, who is Eileen Beckerman, who wrote the book Love, Loss, and What I Wore, which is Gingy remembering the clothes that she wore with sketches that she had made. And then throughout, different women take the part of different women who tell you about their clothing.
And what happened when they were wearing it, I presume?
Oh, yes.
Danielle, tell us about your part in the show.
Well, I play several of the women, and it's a really interesting use of monologues. So the women play several different characters, and there are monologues about wardrobe malfunctions and relationships, puberty, first date outfits, prom dresses, you know, irreplaceable pieces of clothing. One of my favorites, the purse, the huge disorganized purse. And it's really interesting use of, you know, these telling of stories and the clothing and accessories, the memories that are triggered, and they are often very funny and poignant.
Yes,
and it's lovely.
It triggered
it
our
really
memories
lovely.
Often of clothes that we had, which is fun discussion. During rehearsals, mm-hmm. I had a paper dress. I'm that old. And I remember it, but nothing that bad happened to me as did happen to the character in the play.
Which we are not talking about.
No.
Which you will have to come see to find out.
And this opens Monday night and runs Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Is that correct?
Yes. That's so all of you who are gone all weekend camping or doing weekend things have no excuse not to come to the theater and see this show, because that way Cyrano's has a show every night. We did find that last time groups of 4 to 10 women were coming. It was girls' night out. And did they ever hoot and holler and have a good time? So we'll hope that's how it is, too, this year.
Are you expecting no men to come see this play? Am I not allowed?
You are absolutely welcome.
She says with a little smile.
Well, we found, as Linda was saying, that it was dredging up memories for us. Of our own, you know, thinking back to that prom dress that I wore or this significant time in my life. And we hope that it does that for the audience as well, and we think it will.
It won't for me, but that's because I had a rather strange childhood. I'm so old that it was during the Depression. But
you had nothing to wear, Jean.
I had nothing to
correct?
Wear. Okay. I had 25 cents a week for an allowance. after I went to high school, not before. And that was it.
You can't buy a lot of $200 jeans on that, can you?
Well, Danielle, the play, you talk about how clothing sort of brings up these memories. Are there, and you mentioned some of the clothes in your past, are there things that you're bringing specifically from your past with this clothing idea that you can talk about specifically, some specific pieces of clothing that you had that relate to your character?
Oh, that relate to my character.
Or perhaps that you have used to connect to your character. And as an actor, in the process of becoming an actor, connecting to this character, are there things you've brought in from your own past, your relationships with life events and clothing that you've had that you've brought into your character?
Mm-hmm. Well, every experience is different, and every person's experiences are different. So when we first started this process, we, you know, all kind of showed up, and we were told just to have fun with it and explore, and that's really what I've done. I've talked with a lot of women recently about their own experiences, and this, it's really interesting show to talk with people about because everyone has something like that. So, and something else that's interesting is that I found interesting is that we talk about fashion often, but there was a quote that that Nora Ephron said she identified with the stories in the book, but it's not necessarily about fashion. It is about the clothes, what clothes are really to us, and the moments we're constantly trying to find our identity through them. So it's really interesting to take a look at that.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul. I'm here with my co-host Steve Hunt, and we're talking to Linda Benson and Daniel Rabinovich about Cyrano's production, which opens Monday, of Love Lost and What I Wore. I've seen this play in the past, and I will go back to see it again because it's always different. It's never the same.
What are some of those differences that you're bringing this time, Linda?
This show was done continually off-Broadway for quite a while. The cast changed every month. You started out with Tyne Daly playing the part of Gingy, and it rotated through many other New York actors. Every time a new actor comes in, he or she is going to bring something different. So it's great fun for me to sit there and watch how this cast interprets something which is perhaps different than the last cast did, but in a way they've all arrived at the same thing. Yeah.
And what is that thing?
Their characters. The script speaks well, and they have found that character. They may portray her in a different manner, but she's still there, that essence of that character. It's interesting to see how their manner is a little different than someone else's, but still every bit as good.
Fascinating. This is, I should mention that Linda is a director more than an actor. I've seen her act, but she very rarely acts. She just directs. And her description of this play is wonderful. It's exactly right.
I want to get back a moment to the topic of costuming and clothing, because one thing I've noticed is that, one thing I always say to actors is that as human beings, we costume ourselves daily. We wear clothing that we think that is who we are. And I'm curious, Linda or Daniel, you can answer this question. What clothing are the actors wearing that they show themselves in, or are they changing that for the characters?
Well, we have 137 costume changes during the show. That's just kidding. We are in all blacks. So each woman gets to define what that means for her and have bring a different style to that. So it could change nightly.
And there is a whole section on black. They can say whatever they want to about orange is the new black. But once you hear these ladies, you will not agree.
Well, in the last minute we have, Linda, can you kind of go through a little bit more of the characters and just tell us who we're going to meet when it comes to this exciting show?
The characters. I told you about Gingy. Some mothers are mentioned and what mothers tell you or choose for you to wear. We have two ladies who will tell you about being brides. Their bridal experiences are different. As Danielle said, the prom dress and how that woman remembers it. The woman with breast cancer and how she remembers the clothing or an article of jewelry that she wore. The gang sweater that Danielle does so well. None of us have been members of a gang, I hope, but Danielle seems to be there. We have some people interacting with Gingy. Oh, who else am I missing, Danielle? Help me.
There
think.
Are so many. Well, so after the book was written, and Nora Ephron, when she became interested in writing her own version of the book, she adapted it. And for Love, Loss, and What I Wore, she emailed her friends. And so these women's stories are hundreds of stories that came back to her that were of significance to her friends. So you will meet a lot of women that you may know in your own everyday lives.
Well, this sounds like a wonderful play, but unfortunately we're about out of time. And I want to thank you both for coming, Linda Benson and Danielle Rabinovich. And I'm looking forward to seeing this. I've seen it before, but I wouldn't miss it again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. At Anchorage Community Theater, Midnight Theater will present Musical of Musicals, The Musical, directed by Dave Block, which will run through July 26th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Up in Talkeetna, they're presenting the musical Schoolhouse Rock, directed by Nick Condon. Performances will be 25th of July through the 27th. For more information, go to the website events@denaliartscouncil.org.
At the Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River, you can see Winnie the Pooh. Performances are 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday through July 25th. For more information, please call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
And finally, at Cyrano's, you can see Das Barbecue or Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Or you can see both. Das Barbecue will be shown the regular show times Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3, and it opens tonight. Love, Loss, and What I Wore will be shown Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m., July 21st through August the 21st, and opens this coming Monday. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, thanks for being with us this week on Stage Talk. We've been talking to Linda Benson, director, and Danielle Rabinovich, who is an actor in the production of Love, Loss, and What I Wore, being presented by Cyrano's. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.